Hi, Shannon Grimm with Shannon Grimm & Partners at Howard Hanna Real Estate Services. And today I'm joined with Mike Stanley and Jake Brenneman from our team. And we have a special guest. We have Mike Beatty with Howard Hanna Mortgage.
Whoop whoop.
And we're going to be talking about the physician's loan today. It's a unique product. Not everyone can offer it. Very few actually offer it. So Mike is among those few who can do it. And we're just going to get some details on that today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
So, I want to go through a couple of the highlights of the physician's loan that we can offer. Because the reason this program came about in the first place is mainly because physicians typically have student loans that are a little bit higher than
like $100,000, $300,000.
Yeah,
is typically
like a traditional undergraduate.
Yeah, because they're in school for a lot longer.
That's correct. So we tend to find physicians who have a little bit more student loans, a little bit more debt, but they have the income, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what this program allows for is up to $720,000, 100% financing with no PMI. So no private mortgage insurance, 100% financing, up to $720,000. That's a pretty solid program.
And there really aren't any 100% financing anymore. So some of those loans are...
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Because they're considered, they're only considered for those who are believed that they can actually repay.
Yeah, and if you have a physician who wants to buy a home that's a little higher than the 720 price range, they will allow up to $2 million with 10% down.
No PMI.
So fantastic program. Now, one of the best highlights, I think, about this program is because doctors do have those student loans, we'll allow the debt ratio to go up to 50%. For a little bit more room for them to purchase, realizing that their income is typically on an upward trajectory the entire time they're working,
right?
They're going to be constantly making a little bit more money. So 50% debt ratio, up to 100% financing with no PMI. And one of the biggest questions we do get on this program is who qualifies, right? Because there's a lot of different types of doctors out there. So it is generally for physicians, dentists, podiatrists, ophthalmologists, and veterinarians actually qualify as well. So our doggy doctors qualify as well.
So no chiropractors, no nurses.
Yeah, and I was going to bring something up on the nurses because we don't want to leave all the nurses out, right? Because they're pretty special as well. So they fall under another category called the HERO program. And that is a down payment assistance program with fantastic terms that allow for EMTs and nurses to get into homes with little to no money out of their pocket.
It's structured
a little bit differently. Yes, those will have PMI. They're structured a little bit. That's a great question, though, Jake. They're structured a little bit differently, but it will allow for minimal out-of-pocket for the nurses and EMTs to get into
that. That's huge. I mean,
and firefighters.
They do so much for us, for us as a society, and it's nice to hear that they're able to get into loan programs to help them get into a house because they honestly deserve it.
No, you're absolutely right. So, not to get too deep into the HEROES program, but it does kind of align with our physicians program because it does help those people that really protect us in general. So firefighters, EMTs, teachers fall under the HERO program.
Okay, that's good to know, too.
Yeah, so just anybody who takes care of people is the way I look at it. And, those are special people. So, anybody that is a physician or is in the medical profession or in a HERO-type profession, as we call them, I recommend you reach out to Shannon and her team and to myself, and we can get you guys into one of those programs, get you pre-approved, and see if it is something that does work for your needs, your individual needs. They're fantastic programs.
So are there any other guidelines that someone should know about? Like, is there a minimum credit score or any of that stuff?
Yeah. So to get the 120, and thank you, that's a great question. So to get the 120 or the 100% financing, no PMI, you have to have a 720 credit score. If you do have a little bit lower credit score, we can still do pretty good terms under this program with no PMI, but you may have 5% down. You may have 10% down. It just depends. So you do have to have fantastic credit to get the the 100% with the no PMI.
Well, again, they want to make sure it's repaid, right?
Yeah, exactly. So with the 50% debt ratio, pardon me, I do have some notes here. Just because there's a lot to remember, right?
There are.
So there's reserve requirements under this program as well. So they do have to have 2 months' reserves or 3 months' reserves. It depends on their credit score. And then there are some properties, and this is important to know as well, guys, is there are some properties that don't qualify for this program.
That was going to be my next question, actually.
Yeah, so it'd be nice to review some of those. So it is not for your investment properties. Mm-hmm. It is not for your second home. So the doctor's program, and same with the HEROES program, is actually designed for your owner-occupied residence only.
And that makes sense, because you're wanting to help the hero or the doctor.
Correct. So. Manufactured homes. We won't do a doctor's loan or 100%
finance. No one really
finance.
Will do any on those things.
Yeah, well, we'll finance manufactured
we have a hard time.
Homes, but not 100% financing on those. So those are going to be the real restrictions that do apply to us. If you have a doctor who's looking at condominiums, we will finance the condominiums.
Okay.
We're going to get a little deep in the next comment, but even if it's a non-warrantable condo, mm-hmm. and that means, I think we've done something on a previous podcast mm-hmm. regarding that, but just means that the community itself may not necessarily fit into Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac's traditional box. We'll still finance those, but there's going to be some limitations.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be required to have a down payment. I believe it's 10% down.
And then what's the interest rate on something like that? Like, is it a higher interest rate?
It
like
is.
How many?
For the non-warrantable
for
condos,
the non-warrantable.
It's going to be a higher interest rate. So under this program in general, the rates do pretty much align pretty closely with what traditional interest rates are. They might be a little bit higher, but this program does offer some great adjustable rate mortgages, long-term adjustable rate mortgages that will get the interest rates a lot more in line with conforming. And what I mean by that is, say, maybe a 5-year adjustable rate loan or a 7-year adjustable rate loan. That means it's fixed for the first 5 or 7 years, mm-hmm. respectively. And that adds a little bit more stability. And it also allows for a lower payment for those first 5 years.
And a lot of people, if you do the seven-year ARM, a lot of people move every 5 to 7 years anyway.
Yeah, the average life of a mortgage is about 7 years.
Yeah.
Now, are these physician loans just available for your first purchase, or can you do, you know, multiple purchases? Not saying you own multiple houses, but if you move, can you do another physician's loan, or can you refinance into another physician's loan? Is that possible?
So that's a great question. The one thing, you can do it again and again, but the one thing to remember is you can only have one at a time.
So it's kind of like FHA
year.
Like that. So
yeah, they don't want you flipping the home. So it's one per year. So if you buy a house and you decide 6 months later you want to sell the home because you don't like it or you don't like the neighborhood or just something doesn't work for you there, you got to wait another 6 months. You can only do a minimum of one a year.
So the good thing is, though, so say a physician owned a home and was completely unaware of this, they could refinance that home under this program? Is
no,
that correct?
I believe it is a purchase only.
It's a purchase only. Okay.
It's for a purchase only. You can't refinance up to
100%. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. That's a good question. Nobody has yet asked me that question, Mike. So
of course not.
That's a good one.
Is there a certain length of time you have to be in the industry before you get this loan?
No, really, there's not. You can be doing your
residency.
You're exactly right. So you can be in your residency and fairly new to this industry and qualify. Now, you're going to have your standard qualifications, though. We got to see a 2-year work history.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to have the credit qualifications, of course.
But you can kind of count the education, too.
You can.
As the work history.
Yes.
Especially with a resident. So, like, I've had a resident qualify to do the physician's loan before. So it was like first year residency and they qualified for the physician's loan.
Okay. Yeah. And speaking of residency, there's some non-permanent resident aliens that would qualify for this program as well. So if you're on a proper visa, and we've got a list, you know, it's too long to read right now, mm-hmm. but we do have a list of the acceptable work visas. But even people who are here on work visas would qualify. Self-employed doctors will qualify.
Okay, so like travel, not nurses, but people that travel?
Travel doctors, yeah.
Travel
if they're 1099, we just got to follow the traditional qualifying guidelines that we would for any traditional loan.
Yeah, because the traveling aspect gets a little...
Yeah.
a little harder, especially traveling nurses gets a little harder.
Yeah, because
they're contract work.
And you're also looking at roughly a two-year history of that type of income.
Yeah.
Because it's variable.
Yeah, I wasn't sure because I know that can be difficult with getting approved for a normal loan.
Mm-hmm.
Right, of course.
Yeah, you just got to have the history. And watch what you write off on your taxes.
Yes.
Yes, we're having lots of trouble with that. When you only make $10 a year because you've written off everything, it's really hard to qualify for a loan.
Yeah, so that's another good touching point is if you're self-employed and you're looking to buy a home in the next couple of years, watch what you write off on your taxes. You want to show as much income as you can.
At least some.
Yeah, at least some. You know.
Enough to qualify you for the home you want. So if you want a $600,000 home, you kind of can't make $30,000 a year.
Correct. And, you know, as much as we can, we'll coach people on that. We're not accountants, can't claim to be. But we'll coach people on you know, how much they need to show an income to qualify for X, you know,
yeah,
dollar
you're
mortgage.
Really good at coaching people on that because you've had tons of practice.
Oh, yeah.
So just telling people what the best things are to do and how to go about that when you're self-employed.
Yeah.
So a lot of people just think, you know, write off everything. But to me, that screams audit me.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show how important it is to reach out to a mortgage or real estate professional as early in the process as possible. I mean, you may think, I'm not going to be looking to buy a home for another year. I'll wait 6 months or 8 months before I contact anybody. You really can't start it too soon.
Right.
Because you want to know exactly where you stand before
it might take
you start looking at homes.
Might take you a year to qualify.
Yeah, correct. I mean, you may have some things to work on, and you want to find that out. Wouldn't you rather find that out a year ahead of time than 3 months or 2 months or 30 days ahead of time?
Yes.
So
or
you
after you found that house you love?
Yeah. So
that's why for a lot of people, it's good to start discussing a purchase or a move, you know, a year out to start lining things up. To start figuring out what needs to be done. And then that way they're kind of more educated and ready for it from your side and from our side.
Right.
And then that way it's just such a smooth
more
process.
Seamless,
yeah, it's such a seamless process for them if they're educated on it. And that's what we're here for. We're happy to help people get educated.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest pushbacks we get on that from starting earlier is pulling credit reports. People, you know, kind of get a little bit protective when it comes to credit reports, which is normal, right?
I
think everybody would be. But if you know, having a credit report pulled by a lending institution, really, I'd say once a year is probably a pretty wise idea anyway, just to make sure there's no fraudulent activity going on. And there's a lot of things that you won't be able to see on Credit Karma or CreditWise. But also, you know, it's kind of a misnomer that, you know, gosh, it's really going to hit my credit if you do a credit inquiry. Having a credit report pulled every so often really does not have a negative impact on your credit. It may bring it down 5 points, 10 points, hypothetically speaking, but it's going to go right back up next month. So it's always a temporary drop, and it's, I think, worth it to get a look at your credit to see where you're at, if there's anything to work on. So don't be afraid to have a credit report pulled early in the process to know where you stand.
As a lender, do you charge for that?
Not up front. It'll be part of the closing costs at the closing. But to do pre-approvals, to take a look at your credit, to consult with people, no, I'll do that free of charge anytime.
Okay. Sounds good.
So I think it's good to know. Good stuff to know.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for joining us today. Follow us on social media at Shannon Grimm Realtor. And make sure you follow, subscribe, like, all those fun things. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Thank you very much.